Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited first quarter 2016 results. With us, we have Mr. Cesar Bayon, CEO of Operations in Brazil, Mr. Sergio Fischer, COO, Port Terminals and Logistics, Mr. Arnaldo Calbucci, COO of Maritime Services, and Mr. Fernando de Veza, the interim CFO in Brazil. As a reminder, we will have simultaneous translation for those who wish to listen to the English version. All participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question and answer session for industry analysts. Page 2 of the presentation contains all the usual forward-looking statement disclaimers for your reference. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Fernando de Veza, who will begin the presentation. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to our conference call results for the first quarter of 2016. We will start on slide number 3, where I summarize our consolidated results in the year. Considering our joint venture, the pro forma net revenue was $116.4 million. In this quarter, the company's total revenue was lower than the comparative, mainly due to the BRL depreciation against the U.S. dollar, which impacted the container terminals and Brasco's revenues, together with other businesses, reduced warehousing in both container terminals, and reduced level of construction in the shipyard. EBITDA pro forma this quarter was 25% lower than the comparative, mainly due to the current weak Brazilian macroeconomic scenario. Looking at the investments made during the year, we can see that our CAPEX was mainly concentrated in new towage vessels and port terminal equipment, as we will describe soon. Turning now to slide 4. Here we present a quick summary of the highlights of the quarter by business. Export volumes in both container terminals were positively impacted by the dollar appreciation and the growth in the movement of some products, such as resins in Rio Grande and polymers in Salvador. EBITDA and revenues were negatively impacted by this dollar appreciation. In the case of revenues, there was also the impact of reduced imports and the consequent impact in the warehousing of both terminals. Warehousing of project cargo was materially stronger than in the comparative first quarter of 2015. In Brasco, the revenues and EBITDA decreased against the comparative. This is mainly due to the dollar appreciation, despite the increased number of vessel turnarounds and higher volume of operations. The end of some operations also impacted the results. On the positive side, though, lower personal costs and expenses helped the overall results. In logistics, we had a revenue reduction as a result of our strategy to terminate some dedicated operations in 2015. The business also suffered from the exchange rate impact, which negatively impacted the imports and consequently results of our bonded warehouses in Alink. In towage, the revenues decreased mainly due to the consolidation of container ship liners and increased competition in some ports, in addition to the exchange rate impact on the contracts that are listed in Brazilian reals. There was an increase in the EBITDA margin as a result of an increase in the size of the vessels attended and a dollar appreciation impact on costs. The shipyard revenues were negatively impacted by the dollar appreciation and the reduced third-party shipbuilding activities. Another factor that impacted us was the fact that the vessels are in different stages of construction, and a larger proportion of the revenues were recognized in the first quarter, consistent with the construction profile. In the case of offshore support vessels, there was a decrease in the number of days in operation, mainly due to three vessels experiencing off-hire during the first quarter of 2016, which impacted the reported revenues. Currently, we have two vessels available in the spot market, Mandrio and the vessel Pardella that recently arrived in Brazil and is in the final process of registration in the Brazilian Special Register, REB. Moving now to slide 5. Here on this slide, we can see some of our financial liquidity ratios. The metrics of this slide show, among other things, that there was a reduction in total debt. This was mainly due to the payment on loans and leasing, but also increased cash and cash equivalents as a consequence of the results presented by the company. Another point to be emphasized is that the increased CAPEX observed in the quarter can be explained basically by the acquisition of 6 tugboats that were previously in bareboat lease contracts by the company. The other important item in CAPEX is a proportion of construction for acquisition of equipment for container terminals to be delivered next year. Moving now to slide 6. Here we have some information about the company's debt in the first quarter, and I would like to highlight some points for you. The net debt for the company totals 224.2 million US, not considering the share of 50% in the offshore vessels joint venture. This is characterized mainly by the long-term amortization and by low average interest costs. The graph also shows that the amount of new loans made by the company totaled 0.2 million US, which was low. Also, together with the higher amortization of loans made before, this helps to explain the reduction of our total debt, which was already presented. Considering the closing balance of the first quarter 2016, we see that most of the company's debt, more than 85%, is related to the businesses of towage and port terminals, including the container terminals and Brasco. This confirms what we described in the previous slide. Our main message here is the debt reduction trend over the coming years, given the reduction in the volume of investments that we have been making. Moving to slide 7. Here we analyze the operational data of container terminals, towage, and offshore support vessels from January to April. Container terminals performed well, driven mainly by exports, which had double-digit growth in both terminals in the first 4 months of 2016, and cabotage, which has shown strong results. These exports were driven by the dollar appreciation and the growth of handling some specific cargoes in the terminals, such as polymers in Salvador and resins in Rio Grande, as mentioned previously. In the case of towage, a decrease of 6.5% in the number of harbor maneuvers is a result of the consolidation of container ship liners and increased competition in some ports. We would like to emphasize here that although there was a reduction in the number of operations, there was a growth of 2.7% for the average deadweight, which represents an increase in size of vessels attended by our tugboats, positively impacted our revenues. Offshore support vessels had a decrease of 8.5% in the number of days in operation, as three of our vessels experienced off-hire in the first months of 2016. Two of these vessels are already in operation, and one is available in the spot market. The new vessel, Pardella, arrived in Brazil, which increased our fleet to 20 vessels. This vessel is in the final stages of registration in the Brazilian Special Register, REB. Despite the challenging environment for the O&G industry, We believe that the coming months of 2016 will be in line with 2015, considering the security we have with existing contracts. At this time, I would like to invite you to move to the Q&A portion of today's conference call. Thank you. We will now begin the company's Q&A session. If you have any questions, please press star 1. Again, if you would like to ask questions, please press star 1. We have a question in English. Mr. Rob Byte from Cambridge Carols will ask a question.
Hello, everybody. Just two questions from me, please. Regarding imports to the container terminals and warehousing revenue, are you seeing any pickup in activity in the second quarter? And then my second question is just on the oil price and offshore exploration activity. Now that the oil price has stabilized, are you seeing the first signs of projects being restarted, or is this too early? Thank you.
Hi, Robbie. Fisher will answer your first question. About imports, we are not forecasting any improvements in the pipeline. This is Arnaldo. About offshore exploration, we don't see in the near future a pickup of investments in that oil offshore sector because of the increase in oil prices, so I'm sure that this will still take some time to pick up. About production, this is still in focus on Petrobras side, but new explorations I do not think will happen. Our next question is from Mr. Andrew Mitchell from Edison.
Yes, hello, thank you very much. Two questions from me as well. I was wondering on the front of cost cutting, which is something you've mentioned consistently over time, whether you feel there's much more to go for on that front. And secondly, I wonder if you could give us a background on the decision to purchase the 6 tugboats, and presume that that is a one-off exercise. Thank you.
Andrew, can you please repeat your question? Unfortunately, we had a problem with the call, so we were unable to listen to you.
Cost-cutting in response to a difficult market background, is there much more potential to achieve cost reductions? And secondly, was just to asking whether you give some more background on the decision to purchase the 6 tugboats. I assume that's a one-off, unlikely to be repeated.
Okay, Andrew, that makes it clearer. Thank you. About cost cutting, we are still focused on doing that, probably for the next 2 years. This will be our main priority, and we think we will still be successful in improving the company's efficiency by cutting costs. About the acquisition of these 6 tugboats from Vale, I think Arnaldo can give you some more details. Yes, these tugboats were on lease for us, and the purchase is a savings of around $3.5 million a year. So this was very strategic for us to keep the operations in the north part of Brazil. Our next question is from Mr. Leandro Fontanelli from Bradesco BDI. Good morning. I have 2 questions. The first is if you can update us on the innovation process in Conservador and if anything has changed in that project. And the second question is about the shipyard, if you can tell us a bit about the activities level in the shipyard and how or which opportunities you see in the market for closing new contracts. Apparently you have some backlog in the towage section. So can you tell us a bit about the contracts in the shipyard section, which seems to be a bit more difficult? Are there other opportunities in that sense? Thank you. Well, about the update of the controller, I think it is about to be approved, but it's still under renovations. About the shipyard, as we heard, we still have 2 CFVs under construction for our joint venture, which are set to be launched in May or August this year. We have 5 towage vessels in our group and 6 for 6 under construction. So the shipyard movement scenario is still very challenging. Of course, we have been working very hard to find other markets, such as maintenance for the existing fleet. So the demand for new offshore support vessels will probably be very low in the next few months and possibly for the next year or so. So we are not seeing great opportunities in the future to take on vessels being built by other shipyards. So it's a very difficult situation now. Our work is more directed towards cost cutting and adequating our workforce to our current portfolio. So just to add to what Arnaldo said, we still have $68 million in our portfolio in the shipyard, which will be distributed within 2016 and the first half of 2017. About the shipyard market that's potentially still available to the market, we are definitely not interested in doing any acquisitions in that area. Perfect. Thank you. Our next question is from Mr. Samikar Lik from Votorantin Bank. Good morning, gentlemen. I'd just like to understand what Wilson Sons' connection is to Petrobras. I'm sure that this is the strongest sector, but how have their payments been made? Are we seeing any problems in payments, and what are your perspectives for that client? Thank you. Good morning. About Petrobras, contracts have been met normally. We have not had any problems with payment, so payments are all up to date. obviously, due to the national situation, our process is a bit more bureaucratic, but this is natural due to the economic moment we're facing. So we continue having our contracts normally. In terms of working capital, the late payments, so this has not happened either. No, not at all. Okay, thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. There's a question from the webcast. Mr. Rodrigo from GT Invest asks, given the company's deleveraging in the next year, is it possible to increase the dividend payout and the frequency of payments throughout the year? Thank you. Hi, Rodrigo. Thank you. Our dividend policy is already being followed. We have a target of paying 50% of net revenues, and we've been able to deliver percentages even above that target. So we do not aim to change that policy for now, but our intention is also not to hold back any cash if we do not have any projects in the pipeline. About the second part of your question, no, we are going to continue paying dividends once a year. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. Mr. Peter O'Brien has a question. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. I'm sorry, just to answer Peter's questions about the offshore support vessels, which were reduced in terms of operating days due to a request from a client to adapt this to the first quarter. The question was if we have received any compensations. No, we did not. As soon as the vessel was ready, it was put into on hire, and we started receiving payments from these services. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. Since there seem to be no further questions, the session is now adjourned. We would now like to give the floor back to the company for their closing remarks. Once again, I'd like to thank our nearly 5,000 employees. This has been a challenging year, just as 2015 was. And I'd also like to thank our shareholders and investors for trusting us. Thank you. Wilson Sons Limited's conference call is now finished. We would like to thank you all for taking part and wish you a nice day.